So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf makes a distinction between a neder expressed as koinim leveisra and koinim bayezah. It's like the Mishnah. If someone says, your house or field shall be forbidden to me, he only meant for the neder to be effective as long as it belongs to the present owner. Therefore, if the owner dies or sells it, it becomes permitted. However, if he says, this house or field shall be forbidden to me, he means for the neder to be effective indefinitely. Therefore, Mesa Shemachal Acher Aster, it's forbidden even after the owner dies or sells it. Now, the Mishnah speaks of where he forbids someone else's house upon himself. However, the Gemara asks about a case where he forbids his house upon others. Certainly, if he says, Koinim Lebesi Sha'ato Nichnas, my house shall be forbidden to you, Mesa Shemachal Acher Mutter, it becomes Mutter once he does not own it anymore. However, if he says, this house shall be forbidden to you. The Ran explains that the words bayezeh certainly mean that he wants the issa to remain even afterwards. However, the question is it effective? Do we say, and as the Ran explains, matzi ovid, he can create an issa now when he owns it, to remain effective even when he does not own it anymore. Oiloi. Kiven de la'achar mekein nafki mershusei, v'hava lekenichse chaveire, al chaveire. Or he cannot create an issa now, for when he does not own it, because ein adam oisa dabashay nishaloi. A person cannot create an issa upon something that he does not own to become forbidden to others. The Gemara brings proof from the following Mishnah. Koinim shi'i ata nenali, b'chayi u'b'maisi. A father can forbid his son to benefit from his future inheritance. Clearly, as long as one owns the item at the time that he makes the neder, the issa remains even at a later time when he no longer owns it. The Gemara continues with a similar shaila. Later Mishnah rules, Kainim peiros ha'elu alai, asur b'chilufein uvegidulehen. If someone says, these fruits are kainim to me, he is also forbidden from benefiting from their exchanges and growth, upon which boi rama bachama. Amar kainim peiros ha'elu aplaini, Maho bechilufein. If he says these fruits are koinim to others, are the others also forbidden from benefiting from the exchanges? The Ran explains, exchanging isur hanoah is certainly a forbidden form of benefit. However, the substitute only becomes forbidden midairaisa in certain isurim, such as avodah zarah and shemitah produce. However, this Mishnah deals with nadar, and the substitute might be forbidden midirabanan for one of two reasons upon which this shaila depends. Do we say that chilufein are mutter to others? Because the reason that chilufein are also to him is because we understand that his original intention was for his neder to include substitutes as well. And if so, he only has the power to forbid himself bechilufein, but he cannot forbid others bechilufein, because since at the time of his neder, the substitute was not yet created, it was a davar shaloi bala oilam, and it's comparable to an object owned by someone else. Therefore, just as ein adam oisa nichse chaver al chaver, so too ein adam oisa davar shaloi bala oilam al chaver, and chilufein are therefore mutter to others. Aydilma, mishim de chilufin ki gidulin dami, leishna hu v'leishna chaveroi. Or, it makes no difference, and chilufin are similar to gidulin, and are also to others, because this is not a halacha unique to Hilchas Nedarim, but rather applies to all Isur Hanoah. Although midrash raisa chilufein are not aser in most isur hanah, however midrash banan they are aser specifically to the person who attempted the exchange. According to this understanding, if he said koinim peiros elu aplaini, that person would also be forbidden from any chilufin that he tries to exchange. The Gemara brings two cases to clarify this point. Ha'im le'ishtoi koinim shani nenelach lava uvali chayvin boin v'nefron. If a husband forbade his wife to benefit from him, she may borrow money to pay for her needs, and since her husband is obligated to support her, he must repay her loan. The Gemara assumes that the creditor's money is considered a substitution for her husband's money, yet such a payment is permitted. Similarly, Hamakadesh ba'arla einu mekudeshes, machren v'kiddush b'dmein harizu mekudeshes. One cannot be mekadesh a woman with arla, the fruit of a tree's first 3 years, because they are asubana. However, he can use the earnings from the sale of Arlo for the Kedushin. In this case as well, we permit him to benefit from Chilufin, an item substituted for Yisur HaNoah. The Gemara explains that these are not conclusive proofs. It's possible that it is forbidden midrabbanan to use Chilufin, yet this would not stop the loan or marriage from taking place, because at the time of the loan, the money was not yet a substitute, so she was allowed to use the money, and the debt must now be paid. Likewise, he may be forbidden to marry with this money, but the marriage is still valid. Although the Gemara leaves this issue unresolved, the Ran says that the halacha follows the leading opinion that chilufein are mutter, since it is merely a question of an issa drabbanan.